Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Armed Career Criminal Act and Mandatory Minimums Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On June 23, 2016, the Supreme Court decided Mathis v. United States. The Armed Career Criminal Act imposes a 15-year mandatory minimum sentence on a defendant convicted of being a felon in possession of a firearm, who also has three prior state or federal convictions for a violent felony, including burglary, arson, or extortion. To determine whether a prior conviction is for one of those listed crimes, courts apply a categorical approach. They ask whether the elements of the offense forming the basis for the conviction sufficiently match the elements of the generic or commonly understood version of the enumerated crime. Here, petitioner Richard Mathis pleaded guilty for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Because he had five prior Iowa burglary convictions, the government argued for the 15-year minimum. Generic burglary requires unlawful entry into a building or other structure. The Iowa statute under which Mathis was convicted, however, also extended to any land, water, or air vehicle. The district court determined, based on the case record, that Mathis had burgled structures and imposed the 15-year ACCA minimum. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit affirmed. By a vote of 5-3, the Supreme Court reversed the judgment of the Eighth Circuit. Justice Kagan delivered the opinion of the court, which held that because the elements of Iowa's burglary law, which applies to any building structure or land, water, or air vehicle, were broader than those of generic burglary, Mathis's prior convictions under the Iowa burglary law could not give rise to an ACCA sentence. Justice Kagan's majority opinion was joined by the Chief Justice and Justices Kennedy, Thomas, and Sotomayor. Justice Kennedy also filed a concurring opinion. Justice Thomas filed a concurring opinion. Justice Breyer filed a dissenting opinion, in which Justice Ginsburg joined. Justice Alito also filed a dissenting opinion. To discuss the case, we have Richard E. Myers II, who is Harry Brandis Distinguished Professor of Law at University of North Carolina School of Law. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Myers.
A defendant convicted of committing multiple burglaries that involved breaking into and robbing a victim's home is not a violent felon for purposes of the Federal Armed Career Criminal Act, or ACCA, which permits enhanced sentences for people previously convicted of burglary. That's because he committed his crimes in Iowa, and the Iowa statute under which he was convicted would have permitted a conviction under the same statutory provision for breaking into a vehicle. That was the Supreme Court's holding in Mathis v. United States, decided in June 2016. The opinion was written by Justice Elena Kagan and joined by Justices Roberts, Kennedy, Thomas, and Sotomayor. Justices Kennedy and Thomas filed concurring opinions. There were two dissents, one by Justice Breyer, joined by Justice Ginsburg, and a solo dissent by Justice Alito. The Mathis case is the most recent in a line of cases determining how state crimes should be counted in federal courts. There are at least two potential choices in deciding how to apply the Federal Armed Career Criminal Act, which enhances sentences for federal violent offenders who have committed violent crimes in the past. The sentencing judge could look at the facts of the crimes they previously committed or at the generic elements of the crime they committed. The first approach looks at the particular defendant and the things that he or she actually did. The second looks at the state statute under which the defendant was convicted and decides if the elements of the state statute match the generic definition of the predicate felony. It is a choice between sentencing the defendant on the basis of his prior actions or his prior record. The approaches raise different concerns. Finding the facts of a prior conviction years later in a different jurisdiction, perhaps thousands of miles away, is difficult and raises Sixth Amendment concerns about whether those facts were charged by indictment and either admitted or proven to a jury. State courts may not have anticipated future use of the convictions, so it may be impossible to tell from court records what happened with sufficient certainty to enhance a sentence under the ACCA. Conversely, considering only the language of the state statutes means the federal courts are trying to translate state criminal schemes into federal law, notwithstanding the fact that they were written at a different time by a different legislature for state, not federal purposes. While the state law may be internally coherent and administrable, the state burglary provision may not directly map onto the so-called generic burglary provisions adopted by Congress in the ACCA. This leads to significant disparities between different defendants. Defendants who committed exactly the same violent criminal conduct in the past will be treated differently for purposes of the Armed Career Criminal Act because they committed them in a different state. This might mean that identical crimes committed in the same burglary spree in Kansas City would have different results for federal sentencing purposes if a particular burglary was committed on the Kansas or Missouri side of the border. The majority in Mathis recognized the problem, but felt constrained by precedent. According to Justice Kagan, quote, "Our precedents make this a straightforward case. For more than 25 years, we've repeatedly made clear that application of ACCA involves, and involves only, comparing elements. Courts must ask whether the crime of conviction is the same as, or narrower than, the relevant generic offense. They may not ask whether the defendant's conduct, his particular means of committing the crime, falls within the generic definition." And that rule does not change when a statute happens to list possible alternative means of commission. Whether or not made explicit, they remain what they ever were, just the facts, which ACCA, so we have held over and over, does not care about, close quote. In this particular case, the defendant burglarized homes, but the same statute permitted a conviction if the defendant had burglarized vehicles. Justice Kagan recognized that, quote, "a categorical inquiry can produce the same counterintuitive consequences, however a state law is written. Whether or not the statute lists various means of satisfying the premises element, the record of a prior conviction is just as likely to make plain that the defendant burgled that house on Maple Road and the jury knew it," close quote. However, she noted, the ACCA treats such facts as irrelevant. Find them or not, by examining the record or anything else, a court still may not use them to enhance a sentence. For future judges, that means that, quote, "given ACCA's indifference to how a defendant actually committed a prior offense, the court may ask only whether the elements of the state crime and generic offense make the requisite match," close quote. Justice Kennedy concurred on the basis of stare decisis, but pointed out that the categorical approach mandated by the Supreme Court precedent is based on statutory construction and can be changed by Congress. He wrote, "As both dissenting opinions point out, today's decision is a stark illustration of the arbitrary and inequitable results produced by applying an elements-based approach to the sentencing scheme. It could not have been Congress's intent for a career offender to escape his statutorily mandated punishment when the record makes it clear beyond any possible doubt that he committed generic burglary," close quote. Justice Thomas concurred and noted that the opinion also respects the Almendarez-Torres line of cases. In Almendarez-Torres, the court held that a court may determine the fact of prior conviction. Allowing it to do more and determine the underlying facts of the prior crime would impinge on the defendant's Sixth Amendment right to have every fact that results in exposure to a higher potential sentence found by a jury, or, in the case of a guilty plea, be admitted as a component of that plea. There were two dissents. Justice Breyer and Ginsburg dissented, arguing that, quote, "the elements/means distinction that the court draws should not matter for sentencing purposes. I fear that the majority's contrary view will unnecessarily complicate federal sentencing law, often preventing courts from properly applying the sentencing statute that Congress enacted," close quote. Justice Alito dissented separately, arguing that Congress created ACCA to ensure that violent repeat criminal offenders could be subjected to enhanced penalties, that is, longer prison sentences, in a fair and uniform way across states with myriad criminal laws, close quote. Justice Alito recounted the history of the ACCA in the court and argued that the court arrives at today's decision, the upshot of which is that all burglary convictions in a great many states may be disqualified from counting as predicate offenses under ACCA. This conclusion should set off a warning bell. Congress indisputably wanted burglary to count under ACCA. Our course has led us to the conclusion that in many states, no burglary conviction will count. Maybe we made a wrong turn at some point. But the court is unperturbed by its anomalous result. Serenely chanting its mantra, elements, the court keeps its foot down and drives on, close quote. At the end of the day, Justice Alito comes down squarely on the side of attempting to determine the facts of the prior conviction within the constraints of the Sixth Amendment. According to Alito, a real-world approach would avoid the mess that today's decision will produce. Allow a sentencing court to take a look at the record in the earlier case to see if the place that was burglarized was a building or something else. If the record is lost or inconclusive, the court could refuse to count the conviction. But where it is perfectly clear that a building was burglarized, count the conviction. In the final analysis, in the name of consistency, the majority doubled down on the elements-based approach to the Armed Career Criminal Act and has perpetuated the disparities in sentencing that arise because the defendant was fortunate enough to commit his violent crimes in a state where the legislature drafted its criminal code with fewer provisions that cover more behavior rather than in one with more and more specific criminal provisions. But it seems that a majority is also in favor of fixing the problem. Congress can do so. The court, because of its precedent, is unlikely to.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.